A different sort of culture war is going on in Israel. A couple of years ago, Israeli lawmakers decided to require that Orthodox Jewish families send their kids to do military service, just like other Jewish Israelis. But instead of enlisting them, the government continued subsidizing their religious studies. Until this week, when the government shut off the funding. Reporter Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem picks up the story from there.
This is what happened next. Riots. Thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jewish activists took to the streets in their signature black hats and jackets. Police say about 2,000 protesters shut down a major highway. Hundreds more tried to block the main road into Jerusalem. Police sprayed them with water cannons. A leading rabbi at a protest yesterday warned Israel's leaders, "Our boys would rather commit suicide than give up learning Torah. Throw us in jail," he said. "We'll all go." This fight starts with the Holocaust. Jewish religious schools across Europe were decimated. So when Israel was founded, the state agreed to let a few hundred men rebuild the world of Jewish scholarship that was lost, instead of going into the army. But over time, nearly all ultra-Orthodox men have skipped army service and instead have been paid to sit and study Torah. The mass army exemption was supposed to end 2 years ago, but it didn't happen. And Uri Regev refuses to let it lie.
The government has done everything possible to avoid implementing this decision and keep paying them the subsidies, which come to the tune of some billion shekels a year.
That's a couple hundred million dollars. Regev is with Chidush, an Israeli organization advocating religious equality. His organization and others petitioned Israel's Supreme Court to stop subsidizing religious study centers whose students dodged the draft. This week, they succeeded.
What is at stake is not merely Israel's security. It is also, and no less than that, a battle over the rule of law, over the nature of Israeli democracy.
Israel has undergone a political shift in the last year. Ultra-Orthodox political parties were tossed out of the ruling coalition, replaced by a center-left coalition that says it wants the ultra-Orthodox or Haredi minority to pull its weight, to serve in the army, to get into the workforce, to integrate into Israeli society.
They do not look at themselves as parasites.
Jonathan Rosenblum is an American-born columnist for a leading ultra-Orthodox weekly. His community takes its Torah study very seriously, because without a strong commitment to Torah, he says, Jews will lose their spiritual identity.
That's where the community, the Haredi community, gets up on its back legs and says, wait a second, our first commitment is to the Jewish people, even before the state of Israel, to the Jewish people.
Rosenblum went to Yale Law, and his boys attend one of the most prestigious religious study centers in Israel. While soldiers are carrying out nighttime operations, his kids are up in the wee hours of the night studying complicated religious texts.
This is the attitude that we try and instill in them. You are a soldier. You are a soldier. And you have to take seriously that your Torah protects.
But he admits not everyone in the community needs to be studying round the clock. And in fact, ultra-Orthodox society has been evolving on its own. The community is poor, and more young ultra-Orthodox men are signing up for the military, in part to learn skills that can help them get a job. His advice to the Israeli government? Don't push the community into a corner.
Let this evolutionary process take place, and it's taking place far more rapidly over the last 10 years than anyone would have ever expected. From our own internal pressures, financial pressures, economic, there's a rule in economics that trends that cannot continue forever won't.
The trend of ultra-Orthodox men dodging the draft and the workforce, he believes that will end gradually. But he thinks forcing the community's hand, like this week's sudden funding freeze and the police detention of a draft dodger, only encourages more violent protests like yesterday's. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.